So tell me, what do you take back from Andy Brown, and what are your feelings at the moment?
You know, right now, my brother and I are very devastated that we lost a legend in the industry. Andy Brown was definitely a big inspiration to us, you know, being one of the only few Makarad Wazukuru doing his thing in the music industry in Zimbabwe. So, you know, him being our uncle, it was only, you know, the next thing, next best thing to my brother and I to obviously come under his footsteps and do our thing and, you know, also show some love in the industry. And, you know, to lose someone like that is, yeah, it's sad, man. It's definitely sad.
Yes, and where do you think his place stands in the Zimbabwean music industry?
Definitely one of the legends and, you know, Hall of Fame. And I'm very happy that, you know, the government have actually, you know, offered to give him that state burial. You know, he definitely does deserve it. He is definitely a legend, just like Tugu, just like Thomas Mavhumo. He is a legend. And, you know, for the government to give him a state burial, it's definitely good, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We thank them for doing that because he definitely did deserve it.
And what can you tell us about Andy as a person? What kind of a person was he?
Andy was a wonderful person, man. He was just so funny. And, you know, one thing about Andy was very serious. My brother actually knew him better than I did. I know my brother used to live with him for a couple of months as well. And then when I came into the music scene, Andy was very stern on when teaching me how to play the guitar and everything like that there. And yeah, we built a very good relationship. Him and my brother were more close because they were drinking buddies, yeah. You know. But on stage, I mean, yeah, you know, like any other artist, they go through rough patches. But, you know, he knew what he was doing and, you know, he was awesome, man. You know what I mean? I mean, we had the opportunity to do... to actually perform with him in Manenberg one time on one of our tours, and that was like also kind of like a dream come true, you know, to perform with your uncle on stage in front of, you know, hundreds of people, performing the one song that made him. And he says, right, you guys sing, I'll play the guitar, let's do it, you know. And it was beautiful. I mean, when I say he's my uncle, he's not like family, blood family, but he was married to one of my aunts, so we consider that a family, you know what I mean? Shona tradition, you know?
Yeah.
School we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. And it's just really sad, man. When I found out yesterday, I had to phone his daughter and, you know, just pay my condolences because, you know, I mean, she's also an amazing singer. And, yeah, man, it was really sad.
Right. Kaz, condolences, yeah. Man, and thank you so much for talking to us today.
Anytime, Henry. Thank you very much for the call.